The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is a place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar. I'm a certified financial planner. Doug Neal, certified financial planner in the studio this morning also. And Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Of course, Craig Montana running the studio board for us this morning. And kind of a mixed bag of things that we're going to be talking about today. I know we've had, a conversation last show about all the insurances and, we're trying to get some information out there that we are just kind of like reminders, really. And there are just some complexities to some of these things that everybody thinks, insurance, I've got a life policy through work, I'm fine.
It doesn't mean so much until something happens in your life and things change and say, how does that work now? I just kind of had that conversation with a couple the other day. The wife's deciding to retire now. And it's like, okay, so now we got some other questions we need to ask.
Yeah, and she's right on the brink there, right? She's really on this decision-making situation, and can they do it? Should they do it? Mm-hmm. Will they do it? What happens? And Jamie, that's only part of what we do, but it's the part leading up to that that's very important as well.
Yeah, it's really important, I think, that we talk about some of the basics when it comes to financial planning. We've been trying to do that recently because I know a lot of you are having to stay home or have been furloughed or whatever the reason is, but have the opportunity now. And so we're trying to cover some of those basics and how to get started. And we've always talked about the fact that, one of the important issues is knowing what the right questions are to ask. And that's exactly what Doug's talking about is now they have this couple is facing retirement, and all of a sudden, all of those things that they were kind of out there in the nebula somewhere now are hitting them right in the face, and they have all of these questions that they have to face. And so, we have to talk about some of those things.
So we try to sprinkle those topics, of course, in as much as possible, along with all the other stuff, which everybody's, it's more exciting, right? It's more appeal to things like, well, where should we be investing right now? Where should we be putting our money? What's going to be up? What's going to be down? Well, we always try to keep a little of that in the program. Not that we have a crystal ball, but we like to bring out what other big, huge firms that do nothing but crunch numbers all day, every day. What are they seeing? And then we kind of go for a consensus of some of those and say, okay, here's the thought process. Now, can they be wrong? Yep. But a little knowledge, though, can help you as well.
Helps you get your plan together, your strategy. Mm-hmm. What are you trying to accomplish? And then what questions do I need to get there? That's the thing, is what do I need to find out to make sure I'm not missing something?
Yeah, we can throw a bone out there today to talk about those who always want to know, what stock should I be buying? We can throw a bone out there today and talk about the 10 best stocks so far this year and the 10 worst. We won't name them specifically, but we'll give you a general idea, and then I don't think you're going to be surprised.
Yeah, I think there aren't very many surprises in that, but you know what? Did you think anything was going to be any good? couple of months ago? Did you think anything that you would invest in was going to be any good?
And Doug's got some real interesting numbers about that.
Uh-huh. So we'll talk about all that and get you the ability, hopefully, to be on a more even keel in the rest of all this stuff we're going through right now. In the meantime, you got a specific question. We're glad to help you with it. All you have to do is give us a buzz on our toll-free number here at the show. We're going to commercials, so you can talk to us one-on-one. Nobody else will hear you at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Hope Rising, a local ministry, provides care for children rescued from human sex trafficking. As a licensed child placement agency, Hope Rising needs your help. If you feel called to become foster parents, house parents, or respite caregivers, and can provide family structure and the love of Christ to these broken children, fill out the foster parent form online at HopeRisingMinistries.org. Hope Rising provides a high level of training and support. The joy comes when you see a broken and battered girl transform into the woman she was meant to be. That's HopeRisingMinistries.org.
In the wake of the recent storms, the metal roofing professionals at Mueller Inc. are here to help. Before you replace the roof on your home, be sure to consider all of your options, especially those that can help prevent future roof damage. Properly installed, Mueller Metal Roofing is wind, hail, and fire resistant, and backed by a 30-year limited paint warranty. Get lasting protection for your home and loved ones. Call 778-2531 or stop by their local facility at 1840 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Spring is in sight, and even though you can't see the weeds yet, trust me, they are coming fast. I'm Michael Schulte, owner of Schulte Farm Services, and we would like to help you control your weeds this spring. With 35 years of pasture management experience in Washington and surrounding counties, let us help you make the right decisions to make your pastures free of weeds. We have everything you need to do the job. Our prices can be beat, so let us guide you in the right direction. Schulte Farm Services, 2.5 miles north of Independence on FM 50, or call us 979-830-1885.
Let Sealand Seafood and Steaks in Brenham bring the best dining experience to you with an array of the absolute freshest, finest ingredients. Sink your teeth into a mouth-watering ribeye, cooked just how you like it. Try the grilled catfish or sample the steak and lobster if you can't decide between surf or turf. Make tonight a date night at Sealand Seafood and Steaks in Brenham, just off Highway 290 between Market Street and Bluebell Road. Open 7 days a week.
Kay's Mutt Hut, a doggy resort and ranch nestled on a beautiful ranch in the country, is specifically designed to ensure your dog's safety and comfort. Your best friend will experience a pleasurable and incomparable experience while giving you the peace of mind that your pet is safe, healthy, and happy. They offer dog boarding, daycare, and spa services. Let Kay's Mutt Hut be your pet's home away from home. Transportation to and from the ranch is available. Kay's Mutt Hut, 6955 Hummingbird Road in Brenham. Find out more online at kaysmutthut.com.
Baseball is back. The Houston Astros are set to kick off the regular season next Friday night. But before that, they're going to travel to Kansas City for an exhibition game Monday night against the Royals. Join us for the 2020 debut of Houston Astros baseball here on KWHI. First pitch Monday night is set for 7:05. The pregame show gets underway at 6:50. Monday night on your voice for Houston Astros baseball, AM 1280 KWHI and FM 101.7.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with three of the members from the Money Makeover team at Neil Financial Group. Tony Navarre and Doug Neil, certified financial planners in the studio for you this morning, along with Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant. We do have three offices, Houston, Brenham, and Tomball. And you can reach us with your questions, comments, concerns, all of that. If you want to come in for the free review, yes, we socially distance. Yes, we mask up. If you'd like to do all that stuff, yes, we are ready for you. Get yourself a game plan and don't just listen or read stuff because it could be way off base. And it could be way off base tomorrow.
Yeah, if it's, if your neighbor says it works great for them, it probably does work great for them, but maybe it doesn't fit you.
Well, and there is a difference in timing here, too, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if they bought whatever it is 2 months ago when everything was in the tank, and then all of a sudden they've got these big Yeah, they just happen to have done it at the right time. If you're going to come in now that a bunch of gains have been made on something, for instance, mm-hmm. are you going to do as well? So don't just gauge yourself by where your 401k is positioned. What does it look like right now? Don't listen to your neighbor who says, wow, I'm making a fortune off of this. Really? What about all the other things? Maybe your neighbor isn't as anchored down on their financial future as you think. You never know these things. So, unbiased, first or second opinion, glad to have you call us. Get the real story. At least learn how better to gauge things for you and the people that matter to you. Here's our phone number, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. Doug, you had several things, and Jamie, you too, this morning, that are really basic, down-to-earth kinds of things. And you had some information on returns, Doug, over
just,
time. Because I'm getting hammered with questions on that.
There's a couple. I've got lots of things. I was trying to prepare. I'd rather talk about what you would like to listen to, but you got to call in and tell us that.
Sure.
Right now, how are the markets doing? You know, here we are in July, more than halfway through the year, and we've been through some very perilous and roller coaster times. The S&P 500 for the year to date, and this is as of the week ending last Friday, cumulative total returns is right at a little bit less than 1%. So if you started in January 1 versus last Friday and you had the S&P 500, you started January 1 and you still own all of that as of last Friday, you're up about 1%. So you're positive.
And on January 1, you were doing pretty well.
You're doing very well.
Until all of a sudden the
until March.
Bottom dropped out. Yeah.
Yep. The Dow Jones average, that's 30 stocks. That's down year-to-date about 5%. But this is where, I don't remember, we just talked about off-air, on-air, about be careful about jumping in too late. The NASDAQ, which is smaller companies and tech companies, January 1 till last Friday is up almost 18%. You're up. For the last year, last 12 months from a year ago July, you're up almost 30%. Now, is it a good time to invest in the NASDAQ? Maybe.
Well, the numbers make it really interesting because there is kind of a disconnect between, I think, the overall view of where the economy is at and how the markets have done.
Mm-hmm.
I think that disconnect comes from the fact that we start looking at unemployment numbers.
Yeah.
You know, and that, you know, and I think the unemployment numbers are what give the general feeling of where the economy is at, as opposed to where the markets are. But it's kind of interesting because generally we're talking, well, how is the economy doing? Well, what are the markets doing?
Yeah, right now the unemployment rate as of June 30th was 11.1%, which is huge.
Yes.
It used to be less than 4% before all this stuff hit. Now it's up 11. And then I heard on the local news that that extra $600 unemployment benefit is going to end this
the
month.
End of this month.
End of this month, unless they extend it. Which
that's going to hurt some
they're
people.
They're apparently coming back in, our members of Congress, who are looking at a
variety of
stimulus
things, right?
measures, and that's one of them. Mm-hmm.
So point being to all this is, and this is what we harp on, is have your strategy together. Then you don't have to worry about whether, should I be in the NASDAQ, should I be in the Dow, should I be the S&P, what should I be looking at to invest in? Well, you just diversify and spread it out, and you'll be fine.
And asset allocation is always one of the most important things when it comes to investing. And that little bone we said we were going to throw out there this morning in connection with these returns, I saw an article this morning that talked about 10 best stocks for 2020 and the 10 worst stocks for 2020. I'm not going to name them. The 10 best stocks for 2020, all 10 of them were in these particular sectors of the economy, either pharmaceuticals or online retail. You can probably guess them then.
Yeah. You know the major players that we're probably talking about there. And what was so great?
The 10 worst stocks in 2020, again, are not going to be a big surprise. Had to do with energy and...
financials?
No, sectors related to vacations.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And how you travel around.
That's right. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, and those were the 10 worst stocks for 2020. And so no big surprises.
No, but you can't. It's hard to plan. Like the energy's down so much. Year to date, energy sector's down 37%. But nobody expected the Saudis and the Russians to try and blow up the market on that. That just came out of nowhere.
And that hurt us in the beginning anyway,
yes.
Right?
Right.
Correct.
It's undermined everything. And then when you have the current situation economically going on, that's why that's so low. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just so demand and having gotten hammered before that.
So you just have to plan. That's plan for bad things to happen. And when they do, then it doesn't hurt you so bad.
Yeah. I think plan to be boring.
Yes.
Maybe, as far as what you're doing. Because, you know, there are just things that have lasted throughout time. They really have. And the main thing is match what you're investing in with what your goals are and what your needs are.
And that can change over time, too.
Yeah, and we got the question recently about, you know, where should I be, you know, and... The reality is not only are those factors things that you have to think about, but also what enables you to sleep better at night. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's how averse to risk are you. And that can change over time. There are people who have been very comfortable with risk, but now with what's been going on this year, are not so much interested in risk anymore.
Yeah, or your situation changed. Last Wednesday, I think we talked about two couples that, okay, now their life changed. They're going to move, but not right away. And so let's don't invest that money right now. Let's just sit in cash and get 0.5%, but we'll have our money when we're ready to move.
Now, they do have other funds, though, that are invested. Is
well,
that correct?
Well, one did, one didn't.
Ah, okay.
So that the one that didn't is just, okay, sit in cash because... She knew she was going to move in a year and a half,
mm-hmm.
and to a different state. And so it's, okay, what's the market going to be in a year and a half? We have no idea. So
yeah, well, you know, and that has to do with time frame. Again, mm-hmm. you know, that's one of the major questions anytime you start financial planning or starting to invest is, what's your time frame? How soon are you going to need this money? You know, if you're going to need it in 3 months, it's a lot different than if you're going to need it in 10 years.
Right.
So when you start taking a look at where should you be invested, all of these different things we've been talking about go into the equation to take a look and see where you're going to be going. And as you had talked about couples we've been meeting with recently, and you know what I talked about is their views on risk had changed recently.
A lot of people's have recently.
Yeah, I mean, the volatility, they'd had enough. They said then they were not interested in up and down anymore. They were more interested in just up. They understood that by doing that, they might limit what their up might be, but they didn't want to see any more downs. And that's a different approach.
Yeah, but that is able to be accomplished.
There are some things you can do to accomplish that.
As long as you understand the pluses and minuses, because There's no one perfect investment.
That's right.
It's just what does it fit for you?
Mm-hmm. And it's usually a blend. It's usually a blend of different.
More than one investment type of thing.
Yes. No. When do you need the money? How much do you really need to earn on it? How much do you need to have just set aside for in case something blows up, like the car? Yeah, all of these different things. How's your health? What's your age? All these people that depend on you, are they going to be okay? Can you still help them or provide, like your kids, for instance, what you want to do? All these different things.
Some of the mindset is, I want to invest some money, and they're thinking, I'm looking for a investment. Well, no, it could be several different types of investing. Could be annuity, could be life insurance, could be stocks, could be bonds, could be mutual funds. There's so many different things. You don't have to put all your money in one type of investment. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're saying. You need to kind of spread it out.
Well, what you had mentioned at the beginning of the show, I think, is important, Doug, because as you had said, you know, what your neighbor is doing, when you get advice from your neighbor, you need to, what are their qualifications? the fact is there are a lot of different investment products out there. And many, many times what we find out is when you come in and we go through things and see, well, this is what you want to do, this is your time frame, this is your risk tolerance, all of these different things, that there are actually products out there that can accomplish what you wanted to accomplish, and you simply didn't know they existed, or you misunderstood how they work. And we run into that a lot, where we see that you have preconceived notions about a way a particular financial product works and come to find out that you simply had wrong information.
Yeah, and you know, there are so many subtleties, too, about how these things may work together over a total portfolio and going toward a total goal for you and the people that you are most concerned with in your life. Because sometimes you just want to know it's going to be there, right? The money will be there, but you also have to generate capital.
See, there's ways to do it. Some people just don't even think about it in that, okay, if I got a block of money, I sold a piece of property, sold something, I have some money, well, but I'm going to retire in the next month or two. Let's put 2 years' worth then, if you want to be real conservative, of all your expenses, just keep that in your savings account. Mm-hmm. And then you can invest the rest because you won't need anything for the next 2 years to pay your mortgage or rent or utilities or car insurance. You have that set aside. So now you can look at different types of investments. That's a different strategy. Some people like. Some people don't want that much cash.
I mean, that's absolutely true, is the fact that if you're going to invest and you have money that you would consider to be safely invested where your downside is protected, what that does allow you to do is, if you have the taste for it, is to invest more aggressively with some of the other assets that you have because you know that a certain portion of your assets are going to be there. You don't have to worry about them. You're going to have some type of rate of return. They're not going to go backwards. And so, again, depending upon your tolerance, that can allow you to take more risk in the rest of your portfolio. That's just kind of basic stuff.
Mm-hmm. But see, that's basic to us because we do it all the time. Most people do it once.
But what parts are basic, right? And what types of things can you do and put your money into that are going to be there? And you know your money's pretty secure, aside from a savings account that's FDIC insured, there are other things that are excellent tools as well, but how do you blend them? And that's where the financial planning comes into the picture. So we're going to get back to this topic when we come back a little bit and go over another couple of things, too, that we know, news you can use, financially speaking. And have a little shout out to some friends. And I'm going to be talking to you, too, when I come back on the program. No names, of course.
I'll give them the I like Foskey's Jewelry across the street. Those guys, they help me out a lot.
Yeah, I love Foskey's.
They're a good deal.
Guys.
Right across the street from the radio station, Kitty Corner.
Yeah, they're awesome over there. But in the meantime, So those of you who are, and I'm just going to give away a part of it, cattle ranchers.
That narrows it down.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a lot of them around, yeah, right? But yes, you know who you are. You listen to the program. So I'm going to have a little word of wisdom for you guys too when we come back. Okay. So stay with us. More of the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group coming up right after this break.
Termites. Every day is that time of the year in the Brenham-Bryan College Station area. Hi, I'm Larry with Intech Pest Management. At Intech, we have over 75 years of experience in controlling termites, roaches, ants, and rodents. Whether you need to control an existing problem or prevent pests from occurring, please call Intech Pest Management at 830-0909 or 846-0611. Intech is proud to have been voted favorite pest control each year by the Brenham Banner Press Review. At Intech Pest Management, we want to be your pest control company.
Hey there, this is Heather with Ottman Dentistry. Did you know your entire family can be seen at our office because Dr. Ottman and Dr. Knoll sees everyone from toddlers to seniors? At Ottman Dentistry, we offer preventative and restoration dentistry, periodontal treatment, smile makeovers with porcelain veneers, root canals, and dental night guards. Also, ask us about our Sonicare toothbrushes and our air flossers. We have them for the entire family. For a great smile, come see Ottman Dentistry on Bluebell Road, 979-836-6767.
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick, and creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa, and two slices of pepper jack cheese, because of course. That's three new fresh things on top of two fresh beef patties, which all adds up to Whataburger's new limited-time Pico de Gallo burger. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
There has been a lot of changes recently, but one thing that has not changed is the care and compassion the team members at Focus Care in Brenham provide. They recognize the amount of trust you put in them to care for your loved ones. That's why Focus Care is committed to providing constant and consistent communication with residents, family, and staff as we navigate through this. They want you to know they're practicing vigilance in the protection of their residents and staff by observing all preventative guidelines set by the CDC. Focus Care, conveniently located at 1303 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Woodson Lumber Company is doing their part in helping you get what you need safely by providing online ordering and account access. You'll benefit from online access by ordering online, looking up your account balance, seeing your monthly statements, and by having access to your invoices and purchase history. Sign up now for online ordering and access by calling Woodson Lumber Company's corporate office at 979-567-3212. Woodson Lumber Company with locations in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington. Woodson!
Baseball is back. The Houston Astros are set to kick off the regular season next Friday night. But before that, they're going to travel to Kansas City for an exhibition game Monday night against the Royals. Join us for the 2020 debut of Houston Astros baseball here on KWHI. First pitch Monday night is set for 7:05. The pregame show gets underway at 6:50. Monday night on your voice for Houston Astros baseball, AM 1280 KWHI and FM 101.7.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All righty, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with three of the members of the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group, N-E-A-L Financial. You can go by our website, which is moneymakeoverteam.com, moneymakeoverteam.com, and look around on there, cruise around. And then you can always give us a call if you have a question, you have a comment, or you need a little help with something. Glad to help you. If you want to come by for the free review, absolutely a great idea, especially if you're starting to say, you know what, maybe we're starting to understand what's going on right now globally and in the U.S., and then maybe we can keep going ahead and furthering ourselves and going after our goals, not just surviving every day. But let's go and focus on our goals also. I think we're getting to that point now. Let's focus on our goals as well, right? So free review, here's our number. Call us, set that up. It's so important. 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. Shout out to some ladies I know in the general Central Texas area. And I know you have a ladies investing club.
Hmm.
And so every once in a while I get tapped. Well, what do you think of this and this? So, you know, here's the thing. And I always say this. If you got mad money that you've set aside, you know, and it was up between, okay, are we going to Coushatta to the casino? Or are we going to go here and do our lunch meeting over at one of the restaurants and decide what we're going to pick for our portfolio? Well, that's fine. But just always remember that you have other uses for the money. It's great to play around if you can. That's a very important thing. But if it's really money that you know you need for something, or maybe you've got it earmarked for something as an ideal thing you'd like to do, just be careful, be cautious, because this is a very tricky market. And there are other things you can do for fun.
Yeah. This, 'cause I was just thinking two things that just came out of nowhere. You look at an investment thinking, okay, this could be really good. I'm thinking of one company, GE, I'll name them. I'm not saying buy it or don't buy it. It just, they used to be, everybody knows GE. I mean, you've heard the name. That bugger dropped like a rock.
Yep.
And so how did you prepare for that if you own that?
They cut their dividend, too. I mean, you couldn't even be hanging on to it and get that, what was it, 4% or 5%?
And the other one was the energy sector. Again, we mentioned that already. Just out of nowhere, it just dropped. So you have to, when you start doing investing like that, you have to understand that things like that are going to happen. So you have to spread it out and diversify.
It's been kind of interesting. All of the people that I've ever talked to who have been involved in those types of clubs, they do it because they enjoy doing it.
Yes.
But at the same time, they don't like losing money, even though they know going into it that they're going into it with the idea that, well, this is money I can afford to lose.
Yeah, but that's right.
You know,
but when it happens, it's a different thing.
Exactly. You know, so you get different feedback from them when they talk about it.
Well, some of that's just social interaction.
Well,
it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a social thing, and I understand that. And there's always one or two people in the group who are like the big guru, right? They're the big cheese. Everybody looks to them because somehow they're deemed to be smarter. Well, that's because they picked something that really went up, you know, 5 years ago, and everybody was so dazzled by it. They're still the leader of the group, so or something like that. So again, you know, I think it's fun.
Yeah, it's more of a fun thing than a
sure.
I'm going to retire on that.
Yeah. And if, as long as you got your other ducks in a row and you got your retirement and you got whatever else is important to you, that's great. You know, have a good time, but please be careful, because even the best minds right now, the best minds globally in investing are not having an easy time.
And I think that's where it comes down to strategy and your risk management, because you've got a story about a friend, and then Jamie, you and I have got this Medicaid and Medicare.
Yeah, we wanted to talk about this for, seems like, going on 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
Talking about basics, and I'm always surprised still how often I get asked about, well, when do I enroll in Medicaid? Well, what they mean is Medicare.
Yes.
And
a lot of people don't know the difference, even.
That's right. It can be very confusing if you don't deal with it all of the time. And we've already talked several weeks ago, we talked about Medicare, the ins and outs of Medicare, the way that it works. And, you know, basically Medicare is a federal program that you have to enroll in when you reach age 65.
And it's for medical care.
It's for medical care. And there are four parts to it, A, B, C, and D. And then in addition to that, to supplement Medicare, you generally need to take a look at either having coverage through your employer, which is offered to you, or a Medicare supplement policy, sometimes referred to as a Medigap policy. Medicaid is entirely different from that. It has nothing to do with Medicare. Medicaid is an entirely different and separate program. Medicaid is a federal program also, but it's administered by each state, and therefore the rules to qualify for Medicaid are different from state to state. But basically, in general, Medicaid is a program for people who do not have or have very little assets to take care of themselves.
It's a safety net. It's for people who are basically have nothing left.
And so you do not automatically get Medicaid. You have to qualify for Medicaid by basically not having enough income to pay for your care. And so if you want to get help paying for things through Medicaid, you have to apply for it. And therefore, there are rules when it comes to qualifying for Medicaid.
Where we see that the most is when a spouse or a person needs long-term care. They have Alzheimer's, they have dementia, they've got a medical problem. They need to go into a assisted living facility or a nursing home, and they have no money. That's what Medicaid then helps pay for that.
Or they go in when they do still have some assets, and now they're spending those assets down to be able to get on Medicaid, and they're going to spend them down anyway with trying to keep that individual in the facility.
I mean, that's one of the requirements. Medicaid, the amount of assets that you can have, generally speaking, in Texas, cannot exceed $2,500 in value. If you have an assets of more than $2,500, you're not going to be able to qualify for Medicaid. And then there's an income limit. And I'm just going to talk in generalities. I'm not going to give you specific numbers, but generally speaking, for a couple, the income limit is in the neighborhood of $35,000. Well,
so if you have more than that, then you don't qualify.
Then you do not qualify for Medicaid because your income is too high. And when they calculate your income, they include any Social Security that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, for a couple can easily exceed $35,000 and Social Security income as a couple, which would exclude them from qualifying for Medicaid, which would mean that if they need long-term care or they need some type of medical care because they don't have insurance to qualify for Medicaid, their income can't exceed that number, and therefore they have to pay for it themselves until their money is gone.
Yeah, and it's a tough thing to go through, and you don't, you know, you're never going to recover from that. Usually these folks are up in age, so they're not going to be able to go out and start over or something like that. So it's a very tricky kind of a thing, and it's a tough thing. So please be sure that you understand it. And I think, Jamie, that's the biggest thing, so that you can maybe figure out other pathways. And that's part of what we do for people, too, is can we help you not to have to go there, basically?
Yeah, we can help you down the road when it comes to Medicaid planning. But there are attorneys, that's their specialty,
yep,
is Medicaid planning for families.
That Medicaid planning is trying to position assets so that you do qualify for Medicaid.
Correct.
Because we get that question a lot of, you know, hey, if I give away my land or my property, whatever, to the kids, then I can go on Medicaid and they don't have to spend that money. Well, there's a 60-month look-back period.
That's right.
Yeah, it used to be shorter period than that, but now it's a full 5 years.
5 years, you have to justify that you gave away everything that you owned 5 years ago or longer before you can be eligible for Medicaid. But there again, is that what you want to do? Because Medicaid is for the, basically, the indigent. You have nothing, and so that's a safety net.
Yeah, I mean, the five-year look back makes it hard, you know, because you can come in and say, well, many times we have families come in with parents and children.
Mm-hmm. Adult kids.
And the plan is to try and move assets out of the parent's name so they can qualify for Medicaid. Well, what that means then is the parents can't have access to any of those assets for 5 years before they can try and qualify for Medicaid. Well, if you need Medicaid now, and you start giving assets away, you can't. It's 5 years before you can qualify for Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes it tough when it comes to planning.
Well, it really does. And it does really have some severe consequences because I see the generally it's a husband and wife situation. And one or the other of them is in a facility. And the one who's not in the facility, their lifestyle has changed dramatically.
Because they're spending everything to take care of the one.
Yeah, and once that's done and you're not quite all the way done, I mean, you don't have anything right there as you're spending it down. You just don't have a lot. It goes down and down and down. And then that's a permanent situation you've just put your spouse in.
And there is a spousal impoverishment rule. When we come back from the break, we can talk about what that is and the way that that works. And also talk about the ethical ramifications for children and their parents.
Okay. So some other points that we're going to make here as we come back from the break. If you have a question, here is our toll-free number. You can call us if you'd like to talk to us during the break. No one else will hear you. And here is our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
The Brenham Fire Department invites you to their 51st annual Fireman's Fiesta Saturday, August 8th at the Fireman's Training Center in Brenham. This year, the fish fry is a drive-through only dinner from 5:30 to 7:30. Tickets are $15 and can be bought from any Brenham firefighter or at the Brenham Fire Department, Roberts Service Station, K&M Grocery, and Dan's Meat Market. Tickets will also be available on-site at the fish fry or by calling 979-337-7300. Brenham Fire Department thanks you for your continuous support over the years.
Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle, living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? Welcome to Performance Health and Wellness, chiropractic care for all walks of life. Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder is part of the elite group of certified chiropractic sports practitioners and is ready to get you feeling your best. Make an appointment today by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the office at 306 East Main Street in Brenham.
Cocor's Foods is the operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Extra cheese, hold the onion, no mustard, however you want it, that's how you'll get it. Be sure to try their new Impossible Whopper, 100% Whopper, 0% beef. Don't miss these great sandwiches, only at Burger King where you can have it your way.
LaRoche Sales Service Parts and Body Shop in Brenham on Highway 290 West is open and ready to serve you. All departments are open weekdays from 8 till 5. On Saturday, only sales is open from 8 till noon. They're taking phone and online appointments in all departments. Get your next vehicle online at LaRocheGM.com. Select a vehicle, estimate trade-in, choose a finance or lease option, and yes, they deliver. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, your family-owned and operated dealership supporting the local community since 1962.
Blue Bull Aquatic Center is thrilled to invite you back with modified hours.
Rest assured, the Bluebell Aquatic Center is following all protocols for preventing disease transmission as outlined by the American Red Cross and CDC. To ensure the safest swimming experience, please come prepared to swim. Want to book a private pool party? Call 979-337-7250 to make your reservation. Follow Bluebell Aquatic Center on Facebook for updates. Make a splash this summer with weekends at the BBAC.
Your Caribbean cruise was canceled and you're stuck at home. But that doesn't mean you can't have some fun this summer. KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7 and Brazos Valley businesses are teaming up to save your summer. Nothing makes you feel better than getting gifts in cash, and KWHI has plenty of both all summer long. Every week we're giving away terrific prizes like a 90-minute massage with aromatherapy from Here or There Massage, two extreme wristbands to Horseshoe Junction Family Fun Park, and a $50 gift certificate to Brenham Grill. Plus, we're giving away over $1,000 in cash, $101.70 at a time. It's easy to win. Just visit our sponsors and sign up, like Wildy Auto Plus in Caldwell, Color Catalyst in Brenham, and Beaver's Kitchen in Chapel Hill. A complete list is available at our website, kwhi.com. Visit as many stores as you can for your best chance to win. We're here to save your summer. We're KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Alrighty, welcome back. The last few minutes of today's edition of the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. Do some planning. Get some at least information so that you know better what your choices may be, because it could be extremely, extremely important. Here is our phone number. Give us a call at the office. You can chat with us or you can email us back and forth, or you can come in for the free review, however you'd like to do that. And here's the number, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. When we're talking about government social programs, and in particular things like Medicare, and we want to just kind of get through this, through the end of it here, because you never know if you know someone who is going to end up with this. And we were saying before we got to the break that there are attorneys that just specialize in this.
This is Medicaid.
Medicare. Oh, I'm sorry, Medicaid.
Medicaid, yeah. Which two different programs.
Oh, very different.
Designed to do different things.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, we talked about Medicaid, that the only way that you... one of the things that distinguishes it from Medicare is the fact that you don't have to be 65.
Yes.
Yeah, anytime.
Yeah.
Medicaid, as you said, Doug, it's
intended to be a safety net for those people who do not have enough assets to pay for their care. And so you don't have to be 65 to qualify, but you do have to qualify financially, meaning you can't have
much of anything
in the way of funds. Now, there is, we had talked about, well, what happens for a couple where one of them needs care, and the example we've been talking about was long-term care, and all of their money's being spent to pay for that long-term care. They don't qualify for Medicaid, and so they're spending down their assets, and the spouse is looking at money go down the tubes, and they're saying, well, what happens when, unfortunately, my spouse passes away and I have no money left? How does Medicaid deal with that? Mm-hmm. Well, Medicaid does have what's called a spousal impoverishment rule, meaning that you can set aside a certain amount of assets to make sure that the surviving spouse has some assets to live on. Now, that number varies from state to state, and you'd be surprised how low the number is.
Yes.
Yeah.
That the spouse is supposedly going to have to live on for the rest of their life. And so, but there is a rule that's in there. Generally, I think the number is somewhere around $125,000.
And that would be there.
But don't hold me to that.
Yeah, but what you're saying, though, is that's all the money that they are allowed under this. if that's the number for your state, and et cetera, that's all they're going to be able to have to live on the rest of their life.
That's right. And so, again, Medicaid is intended to be a safety net for those people who can't pay for their care.
So what you have to give up is any cash, stocks, bonds, general investments, any tax-qualified pension plans if you're retired. You got to use those up. Tax-deferred annuities, you got to use those up. If it's not annuitized, that's a different conversation. Life insurance with a surrender value or death benefit exceeds $1,500. That's not very much. You can have term insurance, but you can't have cash value insurance. Any vacation or investment property has to be spent also.
Right. So, I mean, they expect you to go through your assets to pay for your care. Now, in Texas, the rule has always been that your home is protected, that you don't have to sell your home in order to provide for your care. And in the past, the state of Texas did not try and get reimbursed if you had a home when you passed away. And that has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not unusual now for the state of Texas to seek reimbursement for the sale of a house from surviving children when someone passes away.
To pay back the Medicaid.
To pay back what the state spent on Medicaid. And so, you know, in Texas, always the home has been treated as your homestead and has been one of those golden things that you have. It's been protected. Well, things have changed when it comes to Medicaid. Mm-hmm. So you need to, again, there are attorneys who specialize in Medicaid because it does require some planning.
So, as with all things, try to seek out some advice, some good advice. Get yourself a plan so that you can move forward, whether this is a situation for you or someone you know, or whether yours is entirely different. We want you to have the greatest chance of success going forward. So here is our phone number again, 979-836-2903.
Yeah, there are some ways to mitigate those circumstances. At risk management, but that's a different show.
Risk management.
Risk.
Let's just do risk management because there's all kinds of things at risk, right? You drive your car, you go to the post office, yeah, whatever. So we'll focus on that next.
See you back here Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.